Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Jason F. from San Diego.
Animals. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 3/12/2017. This is a big room of people. Wow. Congratulations to the token taker. There she is. Happy birthday to you. That's awesome. So I guess I'm going to start from the beginning. I was raised in Tucson, Arizona. I was a ward of the state from the age 5. I think that what happened to me as a child, being ripped away from my mother multiple times, all the stuff that happened to me when I was a kid, I believe, contributed to why I drank the way that I drank, which was never normal. I was in and out of foster homes from the age of 5 all the way until I was 16. I took my first drink when I was probably about 14 and a half, maybe 15. From then on, it was all downhill. Sometimes slower, sometimes faster. I was the type of kid who in high school had to have a fifth of Everclear in my backpack to just even be comfortable about being at school. And that's pretty much how I drank for many years, I believe 16 years, before I finally got sober March of 2017. I've been a lot of places behind my drinking. I don't want to make this a huge drunkalogue, but I do want to share that if you're new in this room and you're looking for a better way and a way to feel better, this is definitely the place for you. It might not feel that way right away, but if you stick around long enough, you'll get it. At the age of 23, I was introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous. So I had been hospitalized for 3.5 weeks. I was in the ICU for 2.5 weeks with jaundice due to drinking a half gallon of vodka a day. I continued to drink that way until I couldn't function anymore and somebody made me go to the hospital where I found out that I had jaundice. I went to the hospital with a temperature of 105 degrees, kind of like I feel right now. I especially want to share how scared I was. At 23 years old, there was the EMT who had taken me to the hospital was 19 years old. And saw what kind of shape I was in, and it broke his heart. He was crying because he didn't know if I was going to live anymore. And I was only 23 at the time. That was just one occasion. That was just one of the times that I had gone to the hospital behind drinking, and there's a lot more. Trust me, a lot more. Drinking also landed me in institutions. I'd gotten in trouble when I came out to San Diego, as I believe a lot of people who are doing the wrong thing do. But that's besides the point. So I was introduced to AA at 23. I was bedridden for about a month and a half, and my mother is in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and she actually went to a meeting once a week over in Santee. It's called Saturday Night Speakers. And I went to that meeting for the first time at the age of 23. I'm 30 now. So I went there to get out of the house. I was sick of laying on the couch. I was sick of being miserable, super depressed. And I didn't go with any intention of hearing my story and other people's shares. But ultimately, that's what happened. I went to that meeting, and sure enough, there was a couple dudes after the meeting who were like, hey, here's my number. You should give me a call. I go to this meeting on this day and that day. You should give me a call and I'll come pick you up. And I was like, okay, I don't fucking know who you are, but okay. So that's what I did. And I went to a couple other meetings, and I really started to hear the message, my message of hopelessness in people who were now laughing, which I didn't understand, who were now sober. Supposedly, I didn't believe it. And I did the whole AA for a few months and then drank a little bit because I could control it after a few months. Not really. I could control it for a few hours maybe. But I did the whole in and out, in and out. So it's taken me 7 years to actually get over a year of sobriety. So if you're new and you're in and out, I get it. I really get it. This last time I was out for 2.5 years. It got to the point to where I hated who I was and I didn't want to do it anymore. And even that wasn't enough to stop me from drinking. I was drinking against my will. And finally I went to a meeting right down the street here at 9:30. So intoxicated that I couldn't remember who I talked to, who I saw. Apparently I asked a cop for a ride home. That's the type of drunk I am. And when I went to that meeting, my lovely wife went kicking and screaming, and we've been coming back every day since, and that's the important thing, because for an alcoholic like me to drink is to die, and I'd done the whole institution, jails, the only next thing was death, and I heard in the rooms just enough hope, and I had just enough desperation to actually listen and take suggestion, which is something I had never tried in my life. I had never listened to anybody in my life. And finally, I buckled down, and I was scared to death. I didn't want to ever drink again. And I read the book. I met with a sponsor once a week who had done the steps with another guy. And I did my step work. And that's where the relief came from for me. It's great. It was great going to meetings and hearing other people's stories. But I was not, I didn't mess around. I did my steps in 2.5 months. I was done with my steps. And that's what it took for me. It took the misery of in and out, in and out, in and out to finally get to a point to where I had had enough and I didn't want to drink any longer. And so I met my sponsor. We did the step work and my life changed. That's the bottom line. I don't know. I can't explain in detail when or where the obsession went, but I no longer obsess over drinking. And for an alcoholic like me, that's a scary thing. I never thought life without drinking would be so good. I got married at 4 months sober. My wife is in the rooms, which is a blessing and a curse, but damn it, I gotta be accountable at home. No, but if you're new and you don't really get this and you don't understand like how it is that we do what we do in here, come see me after the meeting. If you're a guy, come see me after the meeting. And if you have questions, I'll do my best to answer your questions and maybe we could start reading. That's how it is. That's my program today. One alcoholic working with another alcoholic to achieve a common solution, and that's sobriety. And that's the biggest gift I have today. I've never been asked to do anything like this in my life. And that's a direct result of my program. You know, it's like I get to be here for someone else today. And that's not somebody I was when I was out there drinking. I was never there for myself, but you know, I'm super grateful and super honored, even though I'm hot as shit. I really dig this meeting a lot, and I really appreciate you guys listening to what I had to say. And like I said, if you're new, come talk to me after the meeting or on the break. Thanks.